weight gain, bristly hairs, no period. Welcome to polycystic ovary syndrome. It's one of the leading causes of infertility worldwide, and until now it's been known as PCOS, but after years of research, it's been given a new name, polyendocrine metabolic ovarian syndrome, or PMOS. PMOS is a common hormonal and metabolic disorder affecting 1 in 8 women, and it can cause conditions like type 2 diabetes and mental health issues. But why did it need a new name? Well, according to Helena Teed from the Monash Centre for Health Research Implementation, the old name led to misunderstandings around the complex condition.
The name is so much more than a name. Not only was it incorrect before, and now it's much more accurate, but actually it's the whole way the disease is classified. So it's classified under ovaries. And in medical classification, that's a huge problem.
She says the old name led to women getting misdiagnosed and not getting the treatment they actually needed.
It's led to such a delay in diagnosis, real gaps in care, inadequate funding for research because it's only focused on the ovary.
Women can be diagnosed with PMOS if they have 2 out of 3 of the following symptoms: irregular periods or absent ovulation, high levels of a male sex hormone called androgen, or an ultrasound which shows 20 or more fluid-filled sacs called antral follicles. Professor Teed says although the name has changed, these categories will remain the same.
Usually it manifests just after puberty and adolescence, and at that last stage the androgen hormones dominate, and so they affect body hair, so increased facial hair and body hair, and sometimes scalp hair loss, severe acne and other skin changes, including dark patches on the skin. And that can really affect a young woman's self-esteem, especially if she's gaining weight more than her friends, and if the weight often sits around the middle, so it's quite obvious to the women when it's occurring.
Professor Teed says getting diagnosed as early as possible leads to better outcomes for women, particularly when it comes to fertility.
If they get diagnosed early enough, they can have the same family size as people without the condition. But if they get diagnosed late, often when they're in their 30s, then they get delayed treatment for their fertility.
Her team has now launched an international awareness and education campaign with the new name to be implemented in the 2028 International Classification of Diseases.